November 26, 1938. The disposition calls the divine work. The divine will places a divine motion in one who lives in it. How the creature can give all to his creator. Enchantment for the divine eyes. The blessed and the pilgrim soul. I am under the waves of the divine volition that always wants to give itself to the creatures. But the creatures have to want this. The divine will does not want to be an intruder who drops in without the creature even knowing it. It wants to be sought after, it wants to give her its kiss of love and then, triumphant and loaded with gifts, enter into her and fill her with its gifts. But as I was thinking this, my Jesus, feeling the need to confide his secrets to his little one, told me, "My blessed daughter, my will wants to give, but it wants to find the soul disposed. It is like the earth for the farmer, no matter how many seeds he may possess, if there were no earth on which he could throw those seeds, or if the earth had a mind and was not disposed to receive his seeds, the poor farmer would feel as if those seeds, meant to enrich the earth, were thrown back in his face and his eyes. Such is my will, it wants to give, but if it doesn't find the soul disposed, it cannot find a place for its gifts. With great pain, it would feel as if they were being thrown back in its face. So if it wants to talk to her, it would find her deaf. Therefore, disposition prepares the soul, opening divine doors and providing the sense of hearing. But if the soul first hears what my will wants to give, she is placed in communication so that she may love it and long for what she is about to receive. If she is not disposed, we don't give anything, because we do not want to expose our gifts to uselessness. On the other hand, disposition is like the earth that surrenders to the farmer, surrenders to anything he wants, letting him work, hoe and plow, to safely cover the seeds with which he fills it. In the same way, if our Supreme Being finds the disposition, we do our works. We prepare her, we participate in her, and with our creative hands we prepare the place for our gifts and form our most beautiful works. But if she is not disposed, with all our power we can do nothing, because her interior is cluttered up with stones, thorns, wicked passions. And since she is not disposed, she does not allow us to take them out. How many sanctities go up in smoke for lack of disposition? Further, if she is not disposed, she does not adapt herself to living in our divine will. On the contrary, it seems that it is just not for her. Its sanctity floors her. Its purity makes her feel ashamed. Its light blinds her. But if she is disposed, she flings herself into its arms, and she lets us do whatever we want with her. She even remains there like a tiny little baby receiving our works, with so much love as to enrapture us. And what does our will do? It makes flow in her its divine motion, and with this divine motion she finds all our works in action. She kisses them, hugs them and invests them with her little love. She finds my conception and my birth in action, and with her love she wants to be conceived and reborn with me. And not do only I let her do this, but, finding one who is reborn together with me, I feel such a joy as to be repaid for having come upon earth. But she doesn't stop here. The divine motion she possesses makes her run everywhere to find all that my humanity like a fierce army did, my tears, my words, my prayers, my steps, my pains. She takes, she kisses, she adores everything. There is nothing I did that she does not invest with her love. What does she do then? She makes everything her own, and, in a manner all childish and graceful, she locks all things up inside her womb. Then she rises high. She comes before our divinity, places these things all around us, and with emphasis of love she says, "Adorable Majesty, how many beautiful things I am bringing to you. All are mine and I bring you all, because all love you, adore you, glorify you, and return to you the great love that you have for me and for all." This divine motion, which is our will, places in the creature who lives in it, the new life it has just received. With this motion the creature has right over all. All that is ours is hers, therefore she can give all. Oh! How many surprises she gives us! She always has something to give to us, and with this divine motion she has the ability to run everywhere. Now she brings us the creation to love us as we loved her in all created things. Now she brings us all that I did while on earth to tell us, I love you as you love me. She never stops. It seems she can't be without giving us new love surprises in order to be able to say, I love you always. And we call her our joy and our perennial happiness, because there is no greater joy for us than the continuous love of the creature. You must know that one act done in our will is greater than a rising sun, that invests the entire earth, the sea and the fountains. Everything is invested by its light. Not even the most tiny little blade of grass is left out. Just so, each act done in my will runs and searches, investing all. It forms the most shining silver mantle inside and outside the creature. Then, so greatly adorned, it brings the creature before our adorable majesty, making our own will pray to us with a voice of light, a voice of love speaking for all. Producing a sweet enchantment for the pupils of our divine eyes, it makes us see all the creatures clothed with our divine light. And we ourselves exalt the power of our fiat, that can hide human miseries by the power of its light, turning them into light. There is nothing we can deny to that act, because it has the power to give us all and compensate for all. In hearing this, I thought to myself, if a creature living in his will, still on her journey on earth can do so much with one single act, how much more will the blessed do in heaven, since they have perennial life in it? And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, there is a great difference between the blessed and the traveling soul. The blessed have nothing to add, since their lives, their acts and their wills remain fixed within us. They say, we accomplished our day, we cannot do more. At the most we can give new joys and new love. But the pilgrim soul has not yet completed her day. If she wants to live in our will she can make prodigies of grace and light for the whole world, and prodigies of love for her Creator. Therefore, all our attention is on the traveling soul, because her work is still in process and is not yet finished. If she is disposed, we can do works never done before, so beautiful as to astonish heaven and earth. Our pain is great when we find the traveling soul not disposed to letting us perform our most beautiful works. How many of our works have been started and not finished, with others shattered at their peak moment. Only in our will and for those who live in it, can we accomplish our works with their unreachable beauty, since our will provides the adaptable materials to do anything we want. Outside of it, we cannot find sufficient light, nor rising love, nor divine materials. We are forced to fold our arms, because we just can't move forward with any of those who don't live in our will. Furthermore, for the soul on her journey, we circulate the coin of merit. Our divine image is coined on each of her acts animated by our will. These coins have infinite value, so whenever she wants, she has the money to pay me for anything she wants. Therefore, our concern and interest is for the souls on their journey, because this is the time for conquest, while there are no conquests in heaven, but only joy and happiness.